Hello, time for another 10-Minute Sip, one of our STEM information podcasts. And I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. And today's sip, I want to talk about STEM in everyday life. A lot of people think STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math is something academic. You go to school, you get a lot of degrees, and then what do you use it for? You just teach. And that's not true. As a matter of fact, and I hear young people say sometimes is that I will never use algebra and geometry in the real world. But the fact of the matter is, and us as adults need to correct young people, you use it so much and it's so obvious that you take it for granted. So I want to talk about, and also we're going to do a whole series with the help of a wonderful model who has a successful blog and podcast and video series. And also she's well known on Instagram, and she's known as Andia J. And one of the things we were looking at was having her kind of help us make the connection with what she does and talks about back to science, technology, engineering, and math. And so we wanted to come up with 12 separate topics. And when we started making the list, it became so obvious and so easy. We came up with 24 different topics that and angles that we could use that tie into her existing blog and Instagram series. Because let's think about it. One of the things is she does reviews natural hair products, where those products are made up of chemicals. We're now beginning to realize that there are good chemicals and there are bad chemicals. And using the right chemicals, the right amount, for the right periods of time, for different textures of hair. Think about that. We're talking about biology, we're talking about chemistry here, we're talking about chemicals. All of those are part of STEM. And those who go to school to learn and understand those chemicals and those combinations, they are inventors and creators of the products. So what you have is a world full of consumers, and what an inventor does or an innovator does is find solutions to their problems. So a lot of minority women, women with curly or kinky hair, for a long time have been complaining that the products don't work for us. Now we can see, we can look around us and see when you have the right products and the right chemicals and they're being used in the right amounts and at the right times, now we're seeing healthy, long, bouncy, natural hair everywhere we turn. So, not knowing this, not being educated, not being aware of these things can cause you to be frustrated and deal with a problem. And not only that, it also could be detrimental. There's a lot of concerns about the chemicals that, for example, black women used in perms for many years could be the cause of cancer. Now, there's some false information out there about that, but you've got to read, you've got to know, you've got to be knowledgeable. And think about the scientists who research these things. It's so important that we have women and minorities in STEM to investigate topics and subjects that are important to us. Think about what you typically think of and what typically the people getting chemistry degrees and diplomas. If they're all white males, their interest isn't in breaking down the content of what's in a perm and whether it's dangerous to the health of women. That's an area that's of interest to us. So that's why we need our scientists on the case. All right, so keep that in mind. Let me go through a couple of the other areas we have decided and determined that we are going to cover in our new series featuring Andia J. We're going to cover even makeup, of course. Makeup is made up of chemicals. It's made up of some are good for you, some aren't. You know, the other component is that makeup also how they test it, okay? They're testing it on animals in some cases. Understanding that and the, what the good and bad about that. Because again, if you're testing on animals and saying it's safe for animals, does that necessarily mean that it's safe and good enough for us as humans? We need to be concerned about that. We need to have our radar up. We need to read. And again, we need to have people who represent us looking into this, being a part of those discussions and decision-making and those policies. We can't just stand back and just think that everyone else is looking out for our best interests. Now, let's keep going down the list. So, Andia J, she focuses on hair, she focuses on makeup, and again, she does this all through her video blogs, and so in order to make her video blogs, she uses technology. She uses a lot of the different social media platforms, so we're going to talk about that. She uses different equipment from cameras to the different video and digital photography, and I've watched her over the years as she's changed what type of equipment she's used because she's educated herself and gotten smarter about what is the best brands to use and the different specifications she needs in this type of equipment, what's the latest and the greatest. So that covers the technology aspect of it. And I dare say that by day, Andia J actually works in the IT field as what we know as a project manager or project coordinator. So we're going to feature and highlight that aspect of it too. Not everyone that's in the technology field necessarily is a coder, but they still work with, in her case, hardware. So we're going to talk about and focus on that. The next area, engineering. Well, as she is building and decorating her home, every now and then she gets a kit where she has to build some pieces of her furniture. Well, let's explore that. You get the various instructions. How many times have you gotten the instructions and you lay out all the pieces in the middle of your floor and you're trying to put things together? Well, that's a form of engineering. Now, some people have instincts and they think, hey, I don't need the instructions. I can just build it off of instincts. Well, all of that instincts is some of your natural engineering ability to understand and kind of connect the dots. But we're going to even show you how do these kits get built? Who builds those instructions? Sometimes we get instructions that are completely useless. Who's writing these instructions? Well, there's people like technical writers. All of these are different occupations that are behind the scenes for the things that we use in every day. And then we can go into the weather and the science behind weather. Every day, you know, as Andia J walks out of her house, she's got to look out and assess what the weather is. Well, or watch her local news to hear the meteorologist. So what is it that they know, that they study, that help them predict the weather? And predictions in themselves is a form of math, taking numbers and trends and calculating what we think is going to happen in the future. So these are all areas that we depend upon that use science, technology, engineering, and math. And what we want people to do is to start recognizing them. It's almost like when you're teaching a little kid their colors. As you're riding around, you often play the game, what color is that? And the kid will call out, oh, that's green, or that's blue, or I see something yellow. And that's how they learn their colors. Well, we need to start playing the STEM game. as we're driving about, as we're going through our daily lives. For me, I have a natural instinct now. When I pull up a website, I start to dissect it. I see data, I see business rules, I see the different components that have to get engineered behind the scene in order to render the websites we use. And I notice and recognize when something's a poor design. And I think to myself, who was the designer on this? It's hard to use. It's awkward. It's a lot of clicks. I can't find the information. I'm frustrated. These are the things that I am trained to see now because I've spent time in the industry and I'm very aware of what happens behind the scenes. This is the same thing that we need to be aware of. We need to educate ourselves to help us be better STEM citizens. As I talk about STEM, it doesn't mean that I'm trying to convince each and everyone to go into STEM, have careers in STEM, or start businesses in STEM. The reality is your world around you is impacted by STEM. I want to raise your level of awareness so that everyone else isn't making choices for you that will impact your health and the pain points that you have to deal with on an everyday basis. So keep that in mind and keep your eyes and ears open for our upcoming series featuring Andia J, the new video and Instagram blogger. And I know it's going to be very exciting. We can't wait to have her on board. And we look forward to your input and feedback. So thanks for joining us on this sip and stay tuned for more. Bye for now.